Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Pam Midlick, an educational assistant, has worked at Sandy Hook Elementary for 14 years. On Friday morning, she was inside her first grade classroom when she started hearing a loud noise that she didn't recognize.
Didn't sound like gunshots because who would ever think there would be gunshots in our town?
She says it sounded like a roll of aluminum unfolding, and she wondered if someone was working on the roof.
So I decided to walk up the hall to actually find out what the noise was, because it was continuous. And, it would stop, and then it would start, and it would stop and start.
In the hallway, she met a father of a student. He was there to help build gingerbread houses. Then an art teacher walked by and recognized the sound.
She said, "Oh my God, guns. I hear shooting." And so at that point, I looked at the dad and I said, "Go back to the classroom, tell the teacher it's a lockdown, and close the door, and keep the kids safe."
A lockdown is a drill the school children practice often, where they hide behind a locked door.
I ran back to our classroom and told our teacher the same thing, and I closed the door and turned off the lights, and we got all our kids into the cubby.
The cubby was an alcove inside the classroom. The children huddled on the floor together. The first grade teacher, Vicky Kislauskas, did her best to distract them from the sound of gunshots.
She read them a book because the intercom had gone on, and we could hear the static, but also hear, noise and scream and things like that, and So she kept reading to them to try to keep them occupied so they wouldn't have to listen to anything.
When library clerk Marianne Jacob heard gunshots, she ran to the classroom across the hall and told the teacher to lock the room. Then she secured her group of 18 fourth graders.
We all, got down on the floor and and we're quiet. And then when we discovered that the door wouldn't lock, we had them crawl across the room into this closet area. It's bigger than a closet, like a little storage room. And we settled them down with paper and crayons and asked them to color.
Eventually, the police banged on the doors of both classrooms. The adults didn't let the police in at first. Library clerk Marianne Jacob.
They had someone call us, and then they also put a badge under the door, and that's when we moved the file cabinets and started letting the kids out to them.
Pam Midlick and Vicky Kislauskas also checked before letting the officers in. Then they both walked the children out.
We had the kids lined up in between us. I was at the back, and they held on to each other's shoulders, and they closed their eyes as tight as they could, and they got their way up the hallway and out as fast as they could.
Midlick also averted her eyes as she walked out. Those who were inside Sandy Hook Elementary School on Friday are still grappling with what they lived through. One reporter asked Marianne Jacob if her fourth graders are old enough to comprehend the tragedy.
I can't comprehend the tragedy that's happened. Can you?
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Nancy Cohen.